AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. This is what the White House welcome sounded like when Pope Benedict visited in 2008. A similar ceremony of welcome awaits Pope Francis later this morning. The pontiff has a busy day in store. After meeting with President Obama, he'll ride in his Popemobile along the ellipse, later meet with bishops, then say a mass of canonization. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the president is said to be enthusiastic about the visit.
His spokesman tells us the president's joining in the palpable excitement felt by the nation's capital. That's certainly in part because Obama's hoping the pontiff's words denouncing inequality and calling for action on climate change will resonate in Washington politics. The president's foes, no doubt, are hoping the same for Francis's opposition to abortion and gay marriage.
Washington, the first stop on the Pope's six-day, three-city visit. President Obama welcomes another important world leader to the White House tomorrow, China's president. The AP's Ross Simpson reports there will be a private dinner before Friday's state dinner.
Officials expect the two leaders to use the dinner to have informal discussions about their prospective priorities. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the private dinner will allow the two leaders to put aside their talking points and get a window into one another's worldviews.
It ain't over till it's over. Baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical. Just a few of the more widely quoted philosophies of Yogi Berra, the New York Yankees Hall of Fame catcher who's died at the age of 90. In 2001, during a White House reception for Hall of Famers, former President George W. Bush called Berra an inspiration.
Not only because of his baseball skills, but of course for the enduring mark he left on the English language.
Yogi Berra died of natural causes at his home in New Jersey, again at the age of 90. This is AP Radio News. European Union ministers have agreed to relocate 120,000 asylum seekers to ease the strain on Greece and Italy. Luxembourg's foreign minister is not pleased with the four Eastern European countries who oppose the move.
Nobody has the right not to agree if the decision is taken as it was taken by a qualified majority.
The only person who survived the 1967 plane crash that killed Otis Redding in the bar case has died. Reports out of Memphis say trumpeter Ben Cauley died Monday at the age of 67. That's Cauley playing trumpet on the Bar K's biggest hit, Soul Finger. He most recently did session work for Keith Richards' new album. Brian Williams is back anchoring a big news event at the end of his six-month suspension for misleading NBC viewers about his role in news stories. He's anchoring MSNBC coverage of Pope Francis's visit. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.